Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Friday, March 25th, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. Christians must act fast in tsunami areas before it's too late. Haiti's unrest disrupts compassion ministry projects, and technology advances Bible translation work in Indonesia. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. This weekend will mark the 3-month anniversary of the tsunami that's left thousands dead, missing, injured, and homeless. But it's not in the news anymore, and Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, is encouraging Christians not to forget about it. Radical Muslims had forced most Christians out of the region. GAIN's Dwayne Zook says to forget about this region would be disastrous.
This is a short time to go in there and make an impact, to demonstrate God's love, because people are asking questions. And if we don't respond now, it'll go back to the way it was, and it may even get worse.
In addition to emergency relief efforts, GAIN is helping fishermen get new boats and planning to send in a short-term medical team. He says the needs are expensive.
The bottom line budget for just the minimum of what we'd like to do is just under $1 million. Now, that includes some immediate emergency relief, but also long-term sustainable development projects.
Next, gunmen attacked the house of a Haitian justice minister on Thursday, underscoring the unrest building to Haiti's fall elections. There are a number of compassion projects based in areas most likely to see violence. One project has suspended normal activities because the situation is too unsafe in the slums. Staff are visiting children in their homes and looking for new locations. Please pray for wisdom and safety for the workers as they share the hope of Christ with the children. You're listening to Mission Network News. The vision of the Seed Company is to help Bible translation work through training, prayer, and finances. But their teams are modernizing the process with technology. The Seed Company's John Wimbish wrote the translation software for Timor's Kapang Malay, a main dialect in that part of Indonesia.
It takes the source text that they're translating from and displays that alongside of the text that they're translating into in a parallel type of format. They're able to see that and see other related languages that they're translating into, and it just helps them to have all the data together into one place and to make good translation decisions.
Wimbish says the software provides a simple interface because many of the nationals have limited experience with a computer.
They can concentrate on doing the art of translation instead of concentrating on how to operate the computer, and so it's making the task available to a lot of people that it would be rather difficult for otherwise.
Elsewhere, a new survey of the Bible curriculum is being launched this month by Crossroad Bible Institute. It's a companion to Crossroad's current materials and one that helps the students dig deeper into Scripture. David Schuringa is the president of CBI.
Survey of the Bible helps them to see how Scripture is put together from Genesis to Revelation. How it is one unfolding story of the drama of redemption centered in Jesus Christ. So it's a very exciting course.
Many who tried out CBI's new study were baby Christians, and Schuringa says God's been working.
We see very, very encouraging signs of a deepening of the relationship with Jesus Christ and a deeper desire to study God's Word because they can understand it better.
Pray for the 32,000 prison inmates taking CBI courses and the 4,500 instructors helping guide and disciple the coursework that God will give wisdom and understanding. And finally, the Baptist World Alliance is celebrating 100 years of ministry throughout the world. They'll be hosting a conference this summer in Birmingham, England, an international gathering. It'll bring more than 10,000 attendees from across the globe. The centennial celebration is an opportunity to look back and look forward, says BWA's Denton Lotz, and a focus on the mission of sharing Christ with the world. Go to our website to learn how you can attend. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Find out what it takes to serve Christ, no matter what the cost, from a man who's been arrested for sharing his faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.